Jesus and Zacchaeus. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus, who was the chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. Well, the amazing thing for me about the story of Zacchaeus is the fact that everyone loves it. No matter who you like, ask, they all like the story of Zacchaeus. And yet, in his own lifetime, Zacchaeus was a hated man, being the chief tax collector who had diddled the people and made them pay extra taxes where they needn't have. He became quite wealthy. And so it's the skill of the gospel writer that we are led to like this man and see something of ourselves in him. This is the first point. We too are all seeking something, just as Zacchaeus was. Zacchaeus ran on ahead, climbed the tree, so he could have a look at this Jesus, who was being followed by so many people. He didn't want to commit himself until he was sure. And then, of course, Jesus turns the table on him and says, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today." This is wonderful. We all respond well to being called by name, being made feel a good person, despite what our profession may be. All Zacchaeus wanted was to see this man Jesus, but he gets a gift far greater than his wildest dreams. And from that moment on, Zacchaeus belongs to the Lord. Gazing on the loving look of Jesus was enough to transform his life. For years and years, you know, people tried to prevent others from sinning by telling them about the dire punishments of hell, etc. And it wasn't very effective. But the love of Jesus is effective when we can gaze on the love that God has for us and the love Jesus has for us, the inspiration Jesus can be for us. This then is the impetus for us to turn our lives around. And there Zacchaeus did it immediately, so dramatically, giving half what he had to the poor right there and then, so instantly. I'm not too sure what his wife and kids would have said when they got home and found that half of everything they had been given away, but maybe they got used to it. The other interesting thing that Zacchaeus shows to us in this story is that sin, our sin, is against other people. And he apologizes to the other people. He promises to repay them fourfold if he has defrauded them. For a long, long time, too, it was always considered our sin was against God. Well, it is against God, in that God permeates every human being and all of creation. But often we hide behind something in the lack of acknowledgement that our offenses are against other people. And it's to other people that part of the apology needs to be. So there we have Zacchaeus, short, wealthy, and hated. But he was always so curious. And it was the love that transformed us. We too have the curious streak in us. We keep going on day by day by day, but there is that attraction to the spiritual, the curious that we seek, we keep seeking. And sometimes we have to take the radical step of stepping outside of the crowd and going to a vantage point and seeing where our own lives need to be transformed. So some questions. What aspects of Jesus' ministry to Zacchaeus seem to motivate him the most? Jesus' love and acceptance, Jesus' reputation, Zacchaeus' consciousness of his sinfulness. Well, of course, it was Jesus' reputation that probably made him curious, but the thing then that led him to change his life around was Jesus' unconditional acceptance of him, even though he was a hated tax collector, and even though he was a short man hiding up a tree. So when Jesus welcomes himself into Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus instantly realizes that to have one such as Jesus in his house, there can be no space there at all for the other parts of his life that are oppressed the poor, that are a source of wealth for him. Zacchaeus, too, has to love all those people whom Jesus loves. So there we are. We have Zacchaeus today, the Feast of Zacchaeus. I once had a dog called Zacchaeus, and I now have a brand new grandnephew of the same name. Zacchaeus the dog was born in a tree, in a hole in the tree, and I hope small Zac will grow up to great stature in the love of God rather than in the love of wealth.